Welcome to Teach Life Podcast, episode 14. So I was thinking that I would like to have an episode where everybody's on, everybody that listens to The Teacher's Life, whether you're a Teacher's Life Nation member or you're not, I would like for people to call into the hotline and answer this question. The hotline number, by the way, is 623-239-4108. If you call that number, you'll get a message, and all you got to do is leave it and hang up, and you will do your part in helping me out trying to get a episode where everybody's on. So here's the question. The question is, what is your favorite thing that kids that you work with that age group do or say or think? You may be a second grade teacher like me. You may be a fifth grade teacher like Kimmy. You may be a librarian. It doesn't matter. If you work with kids, you can participate on this. And I know everybody's busy. I got conferences and coming up this week. I got a plan. I'm taking master's courses. I got a house, you know. So I'm trying to make this easy. You just call that number. It will take you 1 minute. And all you got to say is, hi, I'm so-and-so from somewhere. If you don't even want to do that, that's fine. And you just call in and you say, I work with second graders, and my favorite thing that they do is, and then just say it and hang up. I want a montage of all the different people out there that listen to this podcast. And if you could call by March 1st, well, that'll be the deadline. March 1st takes you 1 minute. Call right in. And I want an episode where I just put it all together. I often look at my classroom as an office, right? And it really makes me happy. I go and I show up to work, and here's my office. It's not a cubicle, office space style. I have a rug. I have puppets that I play with. I have a guitar. I have all these books around, and I read with little children, and we laugh. I have a computer. I have a projector. I have all this cool stuff, and that's my office that I go to every day. And it is just so refreshing to think of it like that. But in addition to this wonderful office, the best part of it is I have all of these children coming into my office as little visitors. And then it becomes our office. So I like share an office with these little 7-year-olds. And you may be older, or you may have a library and has the whole school goes. But my question is, what is your favorite thing that kids do or say or think that keeps you happy with your job as a teacher? I have many, many things. But for example, one thing that I would do, I have these kids, right? I have like 6-7 kids that when I walk out to go pick them up after lunch, outside in the playground or after recess, I have some kids in the back that are still messing around, still playing. They can't settle down. But I also have some kids, for some reason, they put two fingers over their lips and one up in the air to signal that they're being quiet. I didn't tell them to do this. They just do it. So I have this like little running joke with them that they are alien children. I don't know. There's something fishy about these children. There's something going on. They're like a little clan. They're going to take over the earth. It's kind of nice. It motivates them to do it every single time I walk out there. And I have half of my class that's quiet. Half of the kids don't care about the alien thing. But I have 7 or 8 alien kids. And one weekend, I'm assuming it was a weekend, somebody jumped the fence of our school and drew a picture on the brick. Why it hasn't been washed off, I have no idea. Maybe I should tell somebody. But the picture is a very graphic picture of the male genitalia, right? And it's sitting there right where we line up, and it's way up on the bricks. You can't really even see it. gosh, I need to tell my principal this. Anyways, my second graders are 7 years old. They don't know what it is. So one day I go out, and I'm like, hey, something's fishy. Here's my alien children. You guys are up to something. You're a little too quiet for me. I got my eyes on you. One day this kid goes to me and says, Mr. Norman, our leader is here. I say, your leader's here? Where? Where is he? Well, let me talk to him, because something's fishy. He's like, he doesn't speak. I'm like, okay, can I meet him? And he just points, and he points to the picture on the bricks. And I look, this is the first time I saw it, and I look, and I'm like, that's your leader there? That right there? Yep. And all the kids are like, mm-hmm, that's our leader. And so it's kind of interesting that my little alien children worship and are led by a graphic picture on the bricks. Why I'm telling you this story is that's one reason why I really like seven-year-olds. They're very honest and often clueless in many ways. I also have a kid that comes to me. I don't know, I just have one kid. I have a bunch of kids that come to me and say, Mr. Norman, I'm done. Where should I put it? And, of course, it's the same place every time. Where do you think you should put it? And they know, but they always come up, hey, Mr. Norman, I'm done. Okay, good. You should put it away. Well, what should I do now? What did I say you do when you're done? Oh, yeah, and then they get to it. But occasionally I'll have little second graders come up to me, Mr. Norman, I'm done. What should I do now? And sometimes I just say, dance? And only seven-year-olds would actually dance. I have one kid that tap dances. And it comes out of them naturally. And they just start dancing. And I have to stop them because it's distracting. I don't think too many other age groups will just up and just start dancing when I tell them to dance. And they don't care who's watching or whatever. I have one kid that goes over and gets his firefighter hat that he just got from Reading Club. Firefighter visited. He was doing this like little tap dance little thing where you take the hat off to the side. And it's awesome. So, if you could call the hotline and tell me anything that you love about the age group that you teach, or just kids in general, that keeps you sane through all the drama, that'd be awesome. March 1st, deadline.
Story of the week from Mr. Kimmy, Salina, Kansas. Today, student, after lunch, after recess, needed to go see the nurse. Always after recess do they need to go see the nurse, isn't it? He's gone for a little while, comes back very forlorn, upset. He's going home. Packs his bag, heads out the door. Mr. Kimmy and the rest of his class finishes the day strong, learning, having fun, singing. And then the day's over. Mr. Kimmy leaves, gets in his van. And as he's getting in his van, he sees a certain student walking back towards the school with a friend bouncing a basketball in a very sporty manner. Yes, it was that student who left halfway through the day after recess, who's gone home because he had a toothache. And when he decides he feels good, he asks his dad, hey, Dad, can I go play basketball at the school? And his dad says, yes, you can. Can you believe that? I cannot believe it. I drove up to him, and I was like, what are you doing? You left school because you were sick. And he said, my dad told me I could go. I said, but you left school. You can't come back to school after school's out. And he turned around. And I'm pretty sure as I was driving away, I saw him turn right back around and go back to the basketball courts by the elementary school. But, really, now there is no but. He won. Come on, kids!
Whoa. where would the Teacher's Life podcast be without the hotline? You know what I'm saying? It would be me talking, putting people to sleep. But you get a couple people calling the hotline. I get a couple people in interviews. I get people calling, leaving stories, and it kind of spices it up a bit. And, you know, I get lonely, people. Kimmy, you keep those coming. Don't ever stop. Ever. Ever stop. But I hope some other people try too, because, you know, I can tell people are listening. You know, it's not the biggest podcast show on the internet, but I have my little podcast page, Podomatic, right? And they give you little stats, and I get download totals, people. I know that some people are listening, and I can actually tell where you're listening. I can zoom in to your house, get your address, see your cars. I can look through your window and see you listening to the Teacher's Life podcast. So I know you're out there. So please, just take a minute. Keep my show fresh before it goes down the tank. Running out. So call the hotline. The number is 623-239-4108. You call that, leave your little message, you're done. You've participated. If there's ever a chance you want to help me out, this is it. If you're a true Teacher's Life fan, you will come through in the clutch. If you don't, well, just do it, please. I don't want to sound desperate or nothing. You know, I don't want to
call the hotline.
You know, really be obnoxious with it or anything.
239.
Call the hotline. I just wanted to let you know that we got the hotline. You know, I don't want to shove it in your face. You know, and be all a little annoying with it. I just wanted to let you know that it's out there and make sure that you were aware of it. And you got a little time, maybe you can roll a little message in there, and it helped me out a lot. Not that I really needed that much. I did
your text 239-4108.
Call the